We've brought you many stories on the refugee crisis in Europe. This next one is on the plight of a group that's largely been forgotten. They are the people displaced by war in eastern Ukraine. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports on the refugees who fled to Russia.
Russia's Federal Migration Service says that more than 1 million people fled from eastern Ukraine to Russia to escape the warfare of the past 2 years. During the heaviest fighting, families crossed the border into Russia with everything they could carry in suitcases and sacks. Svetlana Ganushkina is the head of the Civic Assistance Committee, a volunteer group that helps refugees. She says the Ukrainians got a warm welcome at first.
When all this began with our invasion of Ukraine, they opened high-quality camps for the newcomers. For the first time, Russia decently accepted the flood of refugees that it had provoked.
But Ganushkina says Russia's enthusiasm for helping the Ukrainians quickly began to wane. Many people from eastern Ukraine have relatives in Russia, and they were able to move from the camps to stay with family members. But some people stayed on, simply because they had nowhere else to go. This is Camp Ramashka. The name means daisy, and it's a small resort on the shore of the Azov Sea in southern Russia. In the summer, it's a popular camp for kids from nearby cities, but until last month, it also housed about 120 Ukrainian refugees. Natalia Butko is a 36-year-old mother of three from Donetsk, which is now controlled by pro-Russian militants. She says she's been living here with her kids for more than a year and a half. They can't go home, she says, because the windows of her house were blown out by shelling and many of her possessions were stolen by looters. Raisa Latyuk, who's 60, comes from the town of Gorlovka, not far from the front lines between the Russian-backed militants and Ukrainian troops. She says her house was damaged but not destroyed, but ongoing fighting between the two sides means that shells often hit her old neighborhood. I don't worry about myself, she says, but my husband, he's had two heart attacks and I need to protect him from this. Refugee housing is a strain on government budgets at a time when Russia's facing a financial crisis. The refugee advocate, Svetlana Ganushkina, says Russian authorities are now moving aggressively to close refugee centers and concentrate the remaining refugees in a few places. Six centers in the Rostov-on-Don region in southern Russia have closed since the first of the year. The Ramashka camp was closed last month, and residents like Butko and Latyuk have been moved into a single camp with a few hundred other people. Ganushkina says it's a mistake for Russia not to put more effort into integrating the Ukrainians, especially since Russia's been fighting to reverse a population decline.
It's clear that we need to compensate for population loss with migration, and it's in Russia's interest to take in people with a closely related culture.
Ganushkina says that of the hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians who fled to Russia, only about 275 people have actually received formal refugee status. The rest, she says, have largely been left to fend for themselves. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.